Dialogue 3.
The following dialogue is based on the above, using the same characters. There's a break in the dialogue where Jane sees the talks are pointless. When she returns, she tries walking away. In the dialogue, the section prior to the break remains unchanged. However, this time, Jane has to work with this company, so she can't walk away. She has to find a way to make the deal work. So, she tries the stupid response. The dialogue below picks up after the break.
Well, it's the best I can do. If you want to sell me your DVD players, you need to accept my offer. Do we have a deal?
I'm afraid not, Bob. I really don't have any more room to maneuver. You're going to have to up the price some more, a lot more.
Jane, I told you, with business the way it is, the Koreans dumping units in our market, the down economy, our decreased market share in the last 3 quarters, we can't compete if we pay your price.
Bob, you're breaking my heart, but my hands are also tied. My boss told me not to sell these units for less than it costs to make them. I can't go any lower. I already made 2 counteroffers to yours, and you haven't budged. Now, I've demonstrated I'm willing to work with you, and all you can say is take my offer.
It's a good offer. The best we can do.
Look, this is getting us nowhere. We've been here for more than 7 hours, and we're no closer to a deal than when we started. I suggest we call it a day and try again tomorrow. That is, if you think we have anything to talk about tomorrow.
Maybe you're right. Look, this isn't an official offer. I'm not authorized to go any higher. But during the evening, I'll check with my people and see if we can sweeten our offer a bit. Like I said, this isn't official, but maybe I can come up a little. Maybe as much as 25 cents per unit.
Bob, you know I need something more like $2.50. That's still way too low.
I know, but don't forget that wasn't an offer. I'm not authorized to offer any more. I'm just sort of thinking out loud that maybe my people will allow me to come up that much.
When you talk to them, I suggest you discuss some larger numbers, and I'll call Taiwan. Let's listen again.
Well, it's the best I can do. If you want to sell me your DVD players, you need to accept my offer. Do we have a deal?
I'm afraid not, Bob. I really don't have any more room to maneuver. You're going to have to up the price some more, a lot more.
Jane, I told you, with business the way it is, the Koreans dumping units in our market, the down economy, our decreased market share in the last 3 quarters, we can't compete if we pay your price.
Bob, you're breaking my heart, but my hands are also tied. My boss told me not to sell these units for less than it costs to make them. I can't go any lower. I already made 2 counteroffers to yours, and you haven't budged. Now, I've demonstrated I'm willing to work with you, and all you can say is take my offer.
It's a good offer. The best we can do.
Look, this is getting us nowhere. We've been here for more than 7 hours, and we're no closer to a deal than when we started. I suggest we call it a day and try again tomorrow. That is, if you think we have anything to talk about tomorrow.
Maybe you're right. Look, this isn't an official offer. I'm not authorized to go any higher. But during the evening, I'll check with my people and see if we can sweeten our offer a bit. Like I said, this isn't official, but maybe I can come up a little. Maybe as much as 25 cents per unit.
Bob, you know I need something more like $2.50. That's still way too low.
I know, but don't forget that wasn't an offer. I'm not authorized to offer any more. I'm just sort of thinking out loud that maybe my people will allow me to come up that much.
When you talk to them, I suggest you discuss some larger numbers, and I'll call Taiwan.